Good morning and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Sunday, April 21st. On today's show, Mars Express celebrates a milestone with 25,000 orbits and a spectacular Martian showcase. We also have an update on Curiosity from USGS scientist Ken Herkenhoff as the MSL Curiosity rover lands on Mars. Plus, stay tuned for more exciting news from the Red Planet. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. We start off with an exciting milestone from the European Space Agency's Mars Express orbiter, which recently completed its 25,000th orbit around the Red Planet. To mark the occasion, it captured a spectacular new image showcasing towering volcanoes and even a surprise appearance by the Martian moon Phobos. Here with more details is our Simply Mars correspondent. So tell us, what exactly does this new image from Mars Express reveal?
This new high-altitude view taken by the orbiter's high-resolution stereo camera focuses on the Tharsis region, which covers about one quarter of Mars's surface and is home to the planet's famously colossal volcanoes. Many volcanoes can be seen, including Olympus Mons, the largest known volcano in the solar system, reaching nearly 22 kilometers high. That's over twice the height of Mount Everest here on Earth. The image also captures other fascinating features, like the fractured canyons of Noctis Labyrinthus and weather phenomena like Lee Wave clouds.
Wow, twice the height of Everest is incredible to imagine. Now, you mentioned the image also captured the Martian moon Phobos. That seems like quite a rare sight.
Yes, it was an unexpected visitor in this scene. Phobos can be seen as a dark blob passing through on the lower left of the image. What's remarkable is how close Phobos orbits to Mars, just 6,000 kilometers from the surface. In comparison, our own moon sits about 385,000 kilometers away from Earth, so Phobos is practically skimming the surface of Mars by solar system standards.
It's amazing to think how different the Martian sky must look with moons that close. Mars Express first arrived at the Red Planet way back in 2003. How has this spacecraft transformed our understanding of Mars over the past two decades?
Since arriving, Mars Express has completely revolutionized our knowledge of the planet. It's mapped the Martian atmosphere in unprecedented detail, traced the history of water across the surface, studied the two small moons, and returned breathtaking 3D views of the terrain. Its high-resolution stereo camera alone has revealed everything from wind-sculpted ridges to sinkholes on volcano flanks to ancient river channels and lava pools. Even after 25,000 orbits, Mars Express continues to explore the planet's surface composition, subsurface, environment, and atmosphere to build an ever more complete picture of our planetary neighbor.
It's remarkable to reflect on how much one spacecraft has taught us and how much more we have yet to discover about Mars. Thank you, Celeste, for this fascinating report. And speaking of Mars missions, NASA's Mars Science Laboratory, or MSL, successfully landed on Mars after a harrowing descent through the planet's atmosphere. The mission control rooms at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory erupted in cheers as the first signals came back, confirming Curiosity rover was safe on the surface. For more on this historic landing, we turn to our correspondent at JPL. What was the scene like there as the spacecraft made its final approach?
The tension and anticipation in the rooms here at JPL was incredible. Over 400 scientists and engineers were packed into the conference room, hanging on every announcement and data point being relayed back from the spacecraft. Because of the time delay in signals reaching Earth from Mars, they knew Curiosity had already landed, for better or worse. But no one would know the outcome for several nerve-wracking minutes. When the first indications came back that the parachute had deployed, the room burst into applause. Then, when confirmation of a successful landing arrived, everyone jumped to their feet in a wave of emotion, cheering, clapping, hugging. Some were in tears. It was the culmination of years of work for many of them.
This landing was especially risky and ambitious compared to previous Mars missions. Can you explain why there was so much riding on those final few minutes?
That's right. The MSL mission pushed the boundaries in terms of the size of the rover and the precision of the landing. Curiosity is far larger and more complex than anything NASA has sent to Mars before. And for the first time, they used a new landing system involving a sky crane that lowered the rover to the surface on cables. All of this had to be executed autonomously, with no real-time input from Earth. Many of the scientists and engineers I spoke to said they were prepared for the worst, given the complexity, but were of course hoping for success. As one scientist put it to me, he said he should have expected success, but the stakes were so high he couldn't help but be nervous until that final confirmation.
And this is really just the beginning for Curiosity. What are the next steps now that the rover is on the surface?
The science teams are already hard at work analyzing the first images coming back from the rover's cameras. These will give them an early look at the rover's surroundings and help them start planning their exploration route. In the days ahead, they'll put Curiosity and its instruments through a series of checkouts to make sure everything is working properly. Then, the real science can begin. As they use the rover's suite of tools to study the rocks and soil of Gale Crater for signs that Mars may have once had conditions suitable for life. It's an exciting time, and really the culmination of decades of Mars exploration. Curiosity has the potential to revolutionize our understanding of Mars's history and habitability.
A truly historic moment for space exploration. Thanks for your reporting from JPL on this incredible achievement. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.